The next word is either. The word neither is often used in English when discussing two options and rejecting both. In Russian, we use the word ni, pronounced ni, which means neither. Here is a sentence using ni. Я не люблю ни чай, ни кофе. Breakdown. Я. Pronounced я means I. Не. Pronounced не means not. Люблю. Pronounced люблю means love. Не. Pronounced не means neither. Чай. Pronounced ch means tea. Ni. Pronounced ni means neither. Coffee. Pronounced kof means coffee. Translation. I love neither tea nor coffee. Key concepts. Ni. Is a negative word, similar to not and no in English. Ni. Must be used twice in this sentence, because we are negating two things. Pay attention to the correct placement of ni in the sentence. Pronunciation notes. Ni is pronounced like the English word ni, but without the e sound. The letter ya is pronounced ya, like the English word ya in ye. The letter ye is pronounced like the English word ye, but shorter. The letter che is pronounced like the English ch in chair. The letter ka is pronounced like the English k, but with a slight h sound at the end. English, neither slash Russian. Ni pronounced ni. The next word is flight. The word polyot. Polyot means flight in Russian. It can be used to describe the act of flying, the journey itself, or the duration of the flight. Here is an example sentence. Самолет совершил полет из Москвы в Санкт-Петербург. Самолет совершил полет из Москвы в Санкт-Петербург. Breakdown. Самолет. Самолет, airplane. Совершил. Совершил, past tense of the verb. Совершать. Совершать, to perform, to make, to carry out. Полет. Полет, flight. Is from. Москвы. Москвы, Moscow. Vito. Sankt Petersburg. Sankt Petersburg, St. Petersburg. Translation. The airplane made a flight from Moscow to St. Petersburg. Key concepts. The word polyot. Polyot is a masculine noun. Masculine nouns in Russian often end in the letter T. T. This sentence uses the past tense of the verb. Совершать. Совершать. The past tense of verbs in Russian often ends in the letters L. L or La. La. The prepositions is and V are used to indicate direction. Is means from, and V means to. Variations. Polyot. Polyot can also be used to describe a space flight. For example, Первый полет человека в космос. Первый полет человека в космос, the first human flight into space. You can also use the verb летит. Летит, to describe the act of flying. This verb is used for both airplanes and birds. For example, самолет летит в небо. Samalayot Latit Vini Bar, the airplane is flying in the sky. Pronunciation. Poyot. Polayot, the O sound is like the O in hot, and the E is similar to the E in bet. Samyashu. Samershil, the O sound is like the O in hot, the E is similar to the E in bet, and the I is similar to the I in bit. Is. Is, the I sound is similar to the I in bit. Muskvu. Marskvy, the Y sound is similar to the Y in my. V, this sound is similar to the English V sound. Sankt Peterburg. Sankt Peterburg, the E sound is similar to the E in bet, the I is similar to the I in bit, and the G is similar to the English G sound. English, flight Russian. Poyot. Polyot. The next word is left. The book was. Astavrin. No. The table. The word. Astavrin. Astavlen. Is the past participle of the verb. Astavrat. Astavrat. Meaning, to leave. It is used in the passive voice, meaning the book was left by someone else, not the subject of the sentence. No. Na. Means, on, and the word. Story. Stole. Means, table. Breakdown. Оставлен. Оставлен. Past participle of Оставляет. Оставляет. To leave, left. No. На. On. Story. Stole. Table. Translation. The book was left on the table. Pronunciation. Оставлен. Оставлен. Оставляем. Не. На. Story. Stole. Stole. The next word is solve. Hash. Решит. Проблему. Нете акаперо СТО. Breakdown. Решит. Colon, this is the infinitive form of the verb, to solve, erieshaite iri, rishit. The sh sound is similar to the sh in ship. Problemu. Colon, this is the accusative case of the noun, problem, perobelyema, problema. The o sound in problema is pronounced like the o in hot. Nye. Colon, this is the negation particle, not. Ni. You can say this word just as it is. Tak. Colon, this is the adverb, so, or, that way. Tak. Pronounced as, tak. Prosta. Colon, this is the adjective, simple, or, easy. Prosto. The O in prosto sounds like the O in hot. Meaning, it is not so simple to solve the problem. Variations. You can use решить with other objects, like задачу, problem, уравнение, уравнение, equation, вопрос, question, тайну, mystery, etc. Translation. Решить. Colon, to solve, решит. Проблему. Colon, problem, проблему. Не. Colon, not, не. Так. Colon, so, так. Просто. Colon, simple, просто. The next word is neighbor. The English word, neighbor, translates to сосед. Soast. In Russian, this word is a noun, and can be either masculine or feminine, depending on the gender of the person. The sentence. Мой сосед очень дружелюбный. Мой сосед очень дружелюбный. Means, my neighbor is very friendly. Breakdown. Мой. Means, my, and is a possessive adjective. It agrees in gender with the noun that follows, in this case. Сосед. 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 Means, neighbor, and is a noun. It is masculine in this case. Очень. Ocean. Means, very, and is an adverb. Дружелюбный. Дружелюбный. Means, friendly, and is an adjective. It agrees in gender with the noun. Сосед. Сосед. Pronunciation. Мой. Мой. Pronounced like, мой. Сосед. Сосед. Pronounced like, so said. Очень. Ocean. Pronounced like, очень. Дружелюбный. Дружелюбный. Pronounced like, дружелюбный. Variations. Feminine form. Соседка. Соседка. Pronounced like, соседка, plural form. Соседи. Соседи. Pronounced like, соседи. English, neighbor Russian. Сосед. Сосед. The next word is background. The word, background, can be translated into Russian as фон. Фон. It is a masculine noun, so it takes the masculine form of the adjective, background, which is задний. Задний. Here is a sentence. У этой картины красивый задний фон. У этой картины красивый задний фон. This sentence translates to, this picture has a beautiful background. Breakdown. У. У, this is a preposition meaning, at, or, by, but in this case, it signifies possession, and translates to, this. Этой. Этой, this is the feminine form of the demonstrative adjective, this. Картину. Картину, this is the feminine noun, picture. Красивый. Красивый, this is the masculine adjective, beautiful. Задний. Задний, this is the masculine adjective, background. Фон. Фон, this is the masculine noun, background. Key concepts. Case, in Russian, nouns and adjectives change form depending on their role in the sentence. The noun. Картину. Картину is in the genitive case because it is the object of the preposition, at. Gender. Nouns and adjectives in Russian have grammatical genders. Masculine, feminine, and neuter. This affects the form of the adjectives that modify them. Adjectives. Russian adjectives agree in gender, number, and case with the noun they modify. Pronunciation. Фон. Фон, pronounced like, фон, in English. Задний. Задний, pronounced like, задний, in English. Word variations. Фон. Фон, is the most common word for, background, in Russian. There are other words that can be used in specific contexts, such as задний план. Задний план, which translates to Background plan. English translation. Background. Phone. Phone, picture. Kartinu. Kartinu, beautiful. Krasivui. Krasivui, this. Etoi. Etoi. This sentence provides a great example of how gender and case affect the form of Russian nouns and adjectives. Practice saying this sentence aloud, focusing on the pronunciation of each word. Remember to pay attention to the genders and cases of each word, as this will help you to build a solid foundation for understanding Russian grammar. The next word is technique. The word техника. Technika can be used to mean technique or technology, depending on the context. The word is feminine and uses the same declension pattern as the word книга. Книга. Book. Here is a sentence using the word техника. Technika. Эта техника рисования очень сложная, но она позволяет создавать удивительные картины. Эта техника рисования очень сложная, но она позволяет создавать удивительные картины. English translation. This painting technique is very complex, but it allows you to create amazing paintings. Breakdown of sentence. Это. Это. This, feminine nominative singular. Техника. Техника. Technique, feminine nominative singular. Рисование. Рисование. Painting, genitive singular of. Рисунок. Рисунок. Очень. Очень. Very. Сложная. Сложная. Complex, feminine nominative singular of. Сложный. Сложные. No. No. But. Она. Owner. She, feminine nominative singular. Позволяет. Позволяет. Allows, third person singular present tense of. Позволяет. Позволяет. Создавать. Создавать. To create, infinitive. Удивительные. Удивительные. Amazing, plural nominative of. Удивительные. Удивительные. Картины. Картины. Paintings, feminine nominative plural of. Картина. Картина. Key concepts. Feminine gender. The word. Техника. Техника. Is feminine. This means that it will change its form depending on its grammatical role within the sentence. The word. Она. Owner. She is used to refer to the feminine noun. Техника. Техника. In the sentence, nominative case, the word техника. Техника is in the nominative case in this sentence, which means it is the subject of the verb. Genitive case, the word рисование. Рисование is in the genitive case because it is modifying the noun техника. Technica. And acting as an adjective. Present tense. The verb. Позволяет. pause validit. Allows is in the present tense, infinitive, the verb. Sustavat. Sozdavat. To create is in the infinitive form. Pronunciation. Technica. Technica. Pronounced as technica. Risavania. Risavania. Pronounced as risomania. Složnaya. Složnaya. Pronounced as složnaya. Pozvolit. Pozvolit. Pronounced as pozvolit. Sozdavat. Sozdavat. Pronounced as sozdavat. Udivitnye. Udivitnye. Pronounced as udiromancikstelnye. Kartinu. Kartinu. Pronounced as Kartiny. English and Russian translation of word. Technique. Technika. Technika. The next word is traffic. The word traffic in Russian is traffic. Pronounced traffic. It is often used to refer to the amount of internet traffic a website receives. Here is a Russian sentence using traffic. Сайт получает много трафика. Сайт. Pronounced сайт means website. Получает. Pronounced получает means receives. Много. Pronounced много means a lot of. Трафика. Pronounced трафика means traffic. Translation. The website receives a lot of traffic. Key concepts. The word traffic is a cognate, meaning it is similar in form and meaning to the English word. The Russian word for website is site, which is also a cognate. The sentence uses the present tense of the verb to receive. The present tense is formed by adding the ending yet to the verb stem. In this case, the verb stem is получа, and the present tense ending is yet. Variations. The word traffic can also refer to traffic on the road. For example, you could say в городе много трафика. There is a lot of traffic in the city. The word traffic can be used in other contexts as well, such as in the context of marketing or advertising. Pronunciation. Traffic. Pronounced traffic. Site. Pronounced sahit. Получает. Pronounced получает. Много. Pronounced mnogo. English translation. Traffic. Traffic. Pronounced traffic. The next word is improvement. The word improvement in Russian is улучшение. Pronounced улучшение. It is a noun and can be used in both singular and plural forms. Here is a sample sentence. Улучшение. Улучшение. Жизни. Жизни. В. России. России. Заметно. Заметно. После. После. Реформ. Реформ. This sentence can be translated as, the improvement of life in Russia is noticeable after the reforms. Breakdown. Улучшение. Улучшение. Improvement. Noun. Жизни. Жизни. Life. Noun. V. In. Preposition. Russi. Rossini, Russia, noun. Zamitna. Zarmytna, noticeably, adverb. Posi. Piosle, after, preposition. Reform. Reform, reforms, noun. This sentence showcases the grammatical structure of the Russian language, using noun declensions and prepositions to convey meaning. You can change the nouns in this sentence to use this structure for various other improvements. Improvement. Ulchenie. Ulutinie, life. Zhuzn. Zhizn. The next word is tool. Hash hash. Instrument. Is a noun that means tool in English. You can use it to describe a physical object that is used for a specific task. For example, you could say, Etat instrument nujun dla remonta. Which translates to, this tool is needed for repairs. Breakdown. Instrument. Instrument, noun, tool. Etat. Etat, pronoun, this. Nujun. Nujen, verb, is needed. Dla. Dlia, preposition, for. Remonta. Remonta, noun, repairs. Variations. You can also use. Instrument. In a more abstract sense to refer to a method, or technique. For example, you could say. Musica. Et instrumenta pshinia. Which translates to, music is a tool for communication. Memorization. Think of the English word, instrument, and how it's used to describe things like musical instruments. Instrument. Is very similar in meaning, but can also be used for things like tools for fixing things. Pronunciation. Instrument. Instrument. Etat. Etat. Nujun. Nujen. Dla. Dlia. Remonta. Remonta. The next word is consequence. The word. Posledstvie. Posledstvie means consequence. It is a noun, and can be used in both singular and plural forms. It is pronounced like Posledstvie, with a slight stress on the second syllable. Here's a sentence. Negativnye posledstvie izmenenie klimata uzhe oshchashchayutsya vo vsem mire. Negativnye. Negativnye means negative, stress on the second syllable. Posledstvie. Posledstvie means consequences, stress on the second syllable. Izmenenie. Izmenenie means changes, stress on the second syllable. Klimata. Klimata means climate, stress on the first syllable. Uzhe. Uzh means already, stress on the first syllable. Oshchashchayutsya. Oshchashchayutsya means are felt, stress on the second syllable. Vo. Vo means in, stress on the first syllable. Vsem. Vsem means all, stress on the first syllable. Mir. Maya means world, stress on the first syllable. Translation. The negative consequences of climate change are already being felt around the world. Key concept. The word. Posledstvie. Posledstvie is a common noun in Russian, and it is essential for understanding the consequences of actions, or events. The plural form is Posledstvie. Posledstvie. Memorization tip. Remember that. Posledstvie. Posledstvie means consequence by associating it with the English word, post, which also implies a result, or outcome. The next word is right. Let's begin. Please provide the English word you would like me to use in a Russian sentence. I will then provide you with a breakdown of the sentence, including grammar, meaning, variations of the word, and translations, all formatted for easy translation using eSpeak. I am excited to embark on this linguistic journey with you. The next word is circumstance. #circumstance. The English word, circumstance, translates to обстоятельства. Pronounced обстоятельства in Russian. It is a noun, and functions as a singular, or plural. Here is an example sentence using this word. Обстоятельства. Не. Всегда. Благоприятствует. Нам. Pronounced. Обстоятельствия всегда благоприятствуют нам. This translates to, circumstances don't always favor us. Breakdown. Обстоятельства. This is the plural form of обстоятельства, which means circumstance. Не. This is the negation, not всегда. This means always. Благоприятствует. This is the third person plural form of the verb to favor, which is благоприятствовать. Нам. This is the dative case of the pronoun, we, and means, us. Key concepts. Gender. Обстоятельства. Is a neuter noun. This is reflected in the plural ending of the noun, а, instead of еру, which is used for masculine nouns. Case. In Russian, nouns and pronouns change their forms depending on their function in a sentence, nominative, accusative, genitive, dative, instrumental, prepositional. Here, обстоятельства is in the nominative case, subject of the sentence, and нам is in the dative case, indirect object. Pronunciation guide. Обстоятельства. Stress on the second syllable, стой. Не. Stress on the first syllable. Всегда. Stress on the first syllable. Благоприятствует. Stress on the second syllable, при. Нам. Stress on the first syllable. Word and pronunciation translation. Circumstance. Обстоятельства. Обстоятельство. The next word is smoke. The word dim. Pronounced dim means smoke and is a masculine noun. This word is used to refer to the visible vapor that is produced by burning something. It is used in many contexts and is an important part of the Russian language. Sentence. Дым от костра поднимается к небу. Pronounced dim at castra p-a-d-n-i-m-a-l-s-y-a k nebu. Breakdown. Dym. Smoke, masculine noun. От. From, preposition. Костра. Bonfire, masculine noun, genitive case. Поднимался. Was rising, imperfect past tense, masculine singular. Ka. To, preposition. Небу. Sky, neuter noun, dative case. Translation. The smoke from the bonfire was rising to the sky. Variations. Dymok. Pronounced dymak means little smoke. Wisp of smoke. Dymchaty. Pronounced dymchaty means smoky. Pronunciation. Dym. Dym. Kastir. Kastir. Небо. Enebo. Поднимался. Поднимался. The next word is reaction. The word, reaction, in Russian is reakcija. pronounced reacacia. It's a feminine noun, and is used to describe a response to something. Here is a sentence. Я реакция на его слова была очень эмоциональной. Let's break it down. Я. Pronounced EYO is the genitive case of the pronoun ONR, she, meaning her. Реакция. Pronounced реакация is the noun reaction. На. Pronounced na is the preposition on, meaning on or to. Его. Pronounced EVO is the genitive case of the pronoun ON, he, meaning his. Слово. Pronounced словия is the plural form of the noun слово or word, meaning words. Была. Pronounced byla is the past tense of the verb byerutayiri, to be, in the feminine singular form. Очень. Pronounced ochen is the adverb very. Эмоциональной. Pronounced emocionalnoi is the feminine singular form of the adjective emocionalnoi, emotional. Translation. Her reaction to his words was very emotional. Key concept. The sentence uses the genitive case of pronouns to indicate possession. The adjective emocionalnoi, emotional, is used in the feminine singular form to agree with the noun reakcja, reaction, in gender and number. Pronunciation tips. The stress in Russian words is usually on the last syllable. The letter ikratkoye at the end of a word is silent. The letter yeri at the end of a word softens the preceding consonant. English-Russian word translation. Reaction. Reakcja. Reakcja. The next word is rain. The Russian word for rain is dождь. Pronounced dождь. Here is a sample sentence. Сегодня идет дождь. Сегодня идет дождь. Breakdown. Сегодня. Сегодня, today, pronounced, сегодня. Идет. Идет, is going, is raining, pronounced, идет. Дождь. Дождь, rain, pronounced, дождь. This sentence translates to, it is raining today. Key concepts. Gender. Дождь. Дождь is a masculine noun. This means that the adjective сегодня. Сегодня must agree with it in gender. Present tense. The verb идёт. Идёт is in the present tense, third person singular. This indicates that the rain is happening at the moment of speaking. Word order. The basic word order in Russian is subject-verb-object. Variations. You can use the word дождь. Дождь in many other contexts. For example, you could say сильный дождь. Сильный дождь to mean heavy rain. Pronunciation. Дождь. Дождь. Идёт. Идёт. Сегодня. Сегодня. English translation. Rain. Дождь. Дождь. The next word is busy. The professor is always занят. Занят. With research and teaching. Breakdown. Занят. Занят. Is the masculine singular form of the adjective занятой. Занятой. Which means busy. This form is used because professor. Professor. Is masculine. The adjective занятой. Занятой. Can also be used in feminine, neuter, and plural forms. The sentence uses the present tense. This is indicated by the ending te t on the verb zanyat zanyat. Translation: zanyat zanyat, busy, masculine singular, professor, 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 всегда, всегда, always, исследованием, исследованием, research, I, and, преподаванием, преподаванием, teaching, pronunciation, занят, 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 профессор, 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 всегда, 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 исследованием, 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 I, преподаванием, преподаванием, преподаванием. Memorization tip, think of занят, занят, as being similar to taken. If someone is busy, they are taken by their work. The next word is lesson. The Russian word for lesson is урок. Pronounced урок. Here is a sample sentence. Сегодня у нас был интересный урок по истории. Сегодня. Pronounced сегодня, today. У. Pronounced у. This is a preposition, meaning at or with. Нас. Pronounced нас. This is a pronoun that means us or we. Был. Pronounced был. This is the past tense of the verb to be. Интересный. Pronounced интересный. This is an adjective that means interesting. Урок. Pronounced урок, lesson. По. Pronounced па. This is a preposition meaning about. Истории. Pronounced историй. This is a noun that means history. Translation: today we had an interesting history lesson. Key concepts. Prepositions. Pay close attention to prepositions like у and по, as they show the relationship between words in a sentence. Cases: the ending of the word нас changes based on its function in the sentence. This is known as a grammatical case. You will learn more about these as you progress in your Russian studies. Gender. Many Russian nouns have gender, which will impact the endings of adjectives and other words associated with them. Helpful hints for pronunciation. U. U is a short vowel sound similar to the U in book. Po. Pa has a short a sound similar to the a in father. Historii. Historii has a soft I sound similar to the e in c. Word and pronunciation. Lesson. Урок. Урок. The next word is brain. The word brain in Russian is мозг. Pronounced мозг. It's a masculine noun, meaning it takes on masculine grammatical endings. Here's an example sentence. У него острый мозг. Pronounced у него острый мозг. Breakdown. У. Pronounced у. This is a preposition meaning at, with, or by. It's used here to indicate possession. Него. pronounced, naivo, this is the genitive, possessive, case of the pronoun. On. Pronounced, on, meaning, he. So, it translates to, his. Ostri. Pronounced, ostri, this is an adjective meaning, sharp, or, acute. It describes the noun. Mosque. Brain. Mosque. Pronounced, mosg, this is the noun meaning, brain. Translation. He has a sharp mind. Helpful hints. The. Ge. G in. Mosque. Is pronounced like a hard G in English, as in, gate. The stress in. Mosque. Mosg is on the second syllable. Ostri. Pronounced, ostri, ends with a soft, y, sound, similar to the, y, in, sky. English. Brain Russian. Mosk. Pronounced, mosg. The next word is mass. The word. Massa. Massa. Means, mass, in English. It can refer to the amount of matter in an object, as well as a large quantity of something. Here is a sentence using massa. Massa. In a context that highlights the quantity of something. Vetai knigi massa informatsii o drevni istorii Russi. Vietoi naij massa informatsii o drevni istorii Russii. Breakdown. The. In preposition, the. The. Is a preposition that indicates location. It is pronounced like the English, the. Etoi. Etoi. This, feminine, singular, genitive case, the. Etoi. Etoi. Is an adjective in the feminine form that means, this, and is in the genitive case. The. Oi. Oi. Ending on the adjective is part of the genitive case ending. It is pronounced like the English, etoi. Knibi. Nige. Book, feminine, singular, dative case, the. Knibi. Nige. Is a noun in the feminine form that means book and is in the dative case. It is pronounced like the English knij. Massa. Massa. Mass, feminine, singular, nominative case, the. Massa. Massa. Is a noun in the feminine form that means mass and is in the nominative case. It is pronounced like the English, massa. Informatsii. Informatsii. Information, feminine, singular, genitive case, the. Informatsii. Informatsii. Is a noun in the feminine form that means information and is in the genitive case, the. I. Is pronounced like the English E and the I. I. Ending is part of the genitive case. O. O. About preposition, the O. O. Is a preposition that means about. It is pronounced like the English O. Drevni. Drevni. Ancient, feminine, singular, genitive case, the. Drevni. Drevni. Is an adjective in the feminine form that means ancient and is in the genitive case. It is pronounced like the English drevni. Historii. Historii. History, feminine, singular, genitive case, the. Historii. Historii. is a noun in the feminine form that means history and is in the genitive case. The I ending is part of the genitive case. It is pronounced like the English is Tory. Russi. Rossi. Russia, feminine, singular, genitive case, the Russi. Rossi. Is a noun in the feminine form that means Russia and is in the genitive case. It is pronounced like the English, Rosie. Translation. This book has a lot of information about the ancient history of Russia. Variations of Massa. Massa. Massovy. Massovy. Massive, mass, bulk, adjective. This word can also mean popular or widespread. It is pronounced like the English, Masso Roman 6. Massivna. Massivno. Massively, adverb, it is pronounced like the English, massivno. Massovaya cultura. Massovaya cultura. Mass culture, it is pronounced like the English, massovaya cultura. Pronunciation tips. The letter A is pronounced like the English A in father. The letter E is pronounced like the English E in bed. The letter I is pronounced like the English E in C. The letter O is pronounced like the English O in hot. The letter U is pronounced like the English U in moon. The letter Y is pronounced like the English Y in my. The letter R is pronounced like the English R in red. The letter S is pronounced like the English S in sun. The letter T is pronounced like the English T in tea. Remember that Russian pronunciation can be tricky. The best way to learn is to listen to native speakers and practice speaking yourself. Practice these words and phrases out loud to help you learn. The next word is funny. This sentence uses the word smishnoi. Smishnoi, meaning funny, in the nominative case, which is used for the subject of a sentence. It is an adjective and can be used to describe people, places, or things. Etot filmochin smishnoi. Etot filmochen smishnoi. This film is very funny. Breakdown of the sentence. Etot. Etot means this and is a demonstrative pronoun. Film. Film means film. Ochin. Ochen means very and is an adverb. Smishnoi. Smishnoi means funny and is an adjective in the nominative case. Variations. Smishnaya. Smishnaya, funny, feminine. Smishnoye. Smishno, funny, neuter. Smishnuye. Smishnai, funny, plural. Pronunciation guide. Smishnoi. Smishnoi, smi as in smell, sh as in ship, noi as in noise. English to Russian translation. Funny. Smishnoi. Smishnoi. The next word is contribute. The English word contribute means to give something, especially money or time, to help a person, group, or cause. Here is an example of how to use the word contribute in a Russian sentence. Студенты могут вносить свой вклад в развитие университета. Студенты. Students. Студенты. The stress is on the first syllable. Могут. Can. Могут. The stress is on the first syllable. Вносить. To contribute. Вносит. The stress is on the first syllable. Свой. Their. Свой. The stress is on the first syllable. Вклад. Contribution. Вклад. The stress is on the first syllable. In. We. The stress is on the first syllable. Развитие. Development. Разроман секстайи. The stress is on the second syllable. Университета. Of the university. Университета. The stress is on the second syllable. Key concepts. The verb. Носить. To contribute, is used in the present tense, and is conjugated to agree with the subject. Студенты. Students. The word. Свой. There, is a possessive adjective that agrees with the noun. Вклад. Contribution, in gender, and number. The preposition. In, is used to indicate the location of the contribution. The noun. Развитие. Development, is used in the accusative case, because it is the object of the preposition. In. Университета. Of the university, is in the genitive case. The sentence means, students can contribute to the development of the university. Translation of words. Contribute. Носит. Вносит. Students. Студенты. Студенты. University. Университет. Университет. The next word is same. The word, same, in Russian can be translated in a few ways, depending on the context. Here is one common example. Sentence. Мы живем в том же доме. Translation. We live in the same house. Breakdown. Мы. Pronounced, my, means, we. This is the nominative case of the pronoun. Живем. Pronounced, живем, means, live, and is the present tense, first person plural form of the verb. Жить. Pronounced, жить. Pronounced, V, means, in. This is a preposition. Tom. Pronounced, Tom, means, that, and is in the nominative case. Je. Pronounced, je, means, same, and is a particle. It follows the pronoun, or noun it modifies. Domi. Pronounced, domi, means, house, and is in the prepositional case, which is used after the preposition. Key concepts. Je is a particle that usually follows a pronoun or noun to indicate the same or similar item. It is used to show that something is the same as something else previously mentioned. Russian nouns are declined into cases, depending on their function in the sentence. Russian verbs are conjugated in different tenses and forms. Russian prepositions are essential to convey relationships between words. Pronunciations. Мы. My. Живем. Живем. Вы. Том. Том. Же. Же. Доме. Domi. English to Russian. Same. Je. Live. Jute. House. Dorm. The next word is failure. On потерпел неудачу в своих попытках. This sentence means, he failed in his attempts. On. He. Pronounced like, on, but with a short, o, sound. Потерпел. Past tense of the verb, to suffer. But in this context, it means, to fail, pronounced like, потерпел. Неудачу. Failure. Pronounced like, NYUDACHU. In. Pronounced like, V. Svich. His. Pronounced like, SVOIC. Papitkach. Attempts. Pronounced like, Papitkach. This is a good example of how a single word in English can have several different meanings in Russian. To fail is expressed with the verb, to suffer. Which is a bit odd for English speakers. Потерпеть. To suffer, in general. Pronounced like, потерпеть. Неудача. Failure. Pronounced like, неудача. Be sure to practice pronouncing these words.